Plan to attend a field day at SDSU's Southeast Research Farm. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. I am visiting here with Peter Sexton, who is an SDSU Extension Sustainable Cropping Systems agronomist and a farm supervisor over there at the Southeast Research Farm in Beersford, South Dakota. So good morning, Peter. Thanks for joining us here on WNAX.
Well, good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, happy to have you here. And speaking of the Southeast Research Farm, you know, they do a lot of different things throughout the year to help and benefit the farmers. And you guys have a field day coming up here in the near future. So get us up to date a little bit on the details of that and what that will all entail.
Okay, sure. It's going to be on July 8th, on Tuesday. The first field tours will go out at 1:30, and then we'll go out again at 3:30 and at 6:30. We'll have a corn soybean tour, a horticulture tour, and a forages and small grain tour. And also we'll have an indoor session that starts at 3:30. So a lot of things going on, something for everyone. And we're doing something a little different this time around. We're going to have a family evening. So we're going to have one or two food trucks there at 5 o'clock till 7. And there's going to be some things for kids, for soil health display for kids, and then an archery demonstration. Some of the extension folks are going to put on a food preservation demonstration, and there'll be a farm safety trailer here. So we're going to try and have a kind of a more family-orientated thing if you want to bring family in the evening.
Sounds like a fun educational day. And what are some topics that you're going to be covering? Are there any specific speakers or like a schedule that you could outline for us?
Sure. If you look online at the SDSU Extension events website, it should have the whole agenda there for the program. And the corn soybean segment of it, Peter Kovacs is going to talk about strip tillage. Sushant Meehan, he's an ag engineer, is going to talk about tile drainage and automatic controls. They're doing some work there where they can automatically open and close tile drainage lines to try and hold moisture when it's dry and let it go when it's too wet. So they're working on an automated system for that they'll talk about. We have Eric Jones will talk about herbicides for corn and soybeans. He does a good job with that, and his program's running and has a lot of trials here. And then Ali Nafji and Jason Clark will talk about nitrogen management. On the horticulture side of things, doing a few things with potatoes here. We're just kind of getting started with that and seeing how that goes. And Jocelyn Fossert's going to talk about a potato variety trial we have started. Brett Lang, who's a PhD student on campus, is going to share principles of composting. He's worked with that before in Iowa, so he'll talk about that. Phil Breed's an apiary bee guy. He's got four hives here at the farm, so he'll share what he's doing with that. And then Christine Langs has a program with sweet corn and raising clover between the corn rows for nitrogen. And so her graduate student, Christina Harms, will talk about that on the hort side of it. A lot there. There's more. Mm-hmm. And then on the forage side of it, Sarah Bowder is going to review alfalfa variety trial we have here at the farm. And Brad Rops and I are going to talk about winter and spring annual forages. And also we're doing a corn sorghum intercrop trial for silage. Hopefully there's something for everybody there in the farming world.
If our listeners want to attend, do they need to register? How does that work?
No, it's if you can register ahead, that helps us with preparing food. But just if things work out, you can show up. Don't worry about registration. You can walk-ins are welcome.
Gotcha. And I did read that there's going to be SDSU ice cream there, so that's always a hit usually.
Yes, that's true. There'll be an ice cream truck here serving SDSU ice cream in the evening. Yep.
And again, attend the Southeast Research Farm Field Day and Family Evening on Tuesday, July 8th at the Southeast Research Farm in Beersford, South Dakota. The day will start at 1:30, followed by an evening of fun for the whole family beginning at 4:30, concluding at 8. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.